Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, happy to have our friend Mark Walters back, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. How are you, my friend? Merry Christmas.
I'm doing wonderful. Merry Christmas to you, Mark. Merry Christmas to you, St. Louis. And Kim and I, we've already had our conversation. Good morning, Kim. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So much to look forward to in 2026 when it comes to the Second Amendment, because I just have a feeling, like I had this feeling last year, that this is going to be the year that the Supreme Court is finally going to clear up all of this confusion that steps on the Second Amendment rights of all my friends across the river here in the state of Illinois, and maybe, according to this DOJ effort, in Washington, D.C.
I hope you're right. And I'm overly optimistic, I think. Maybe. A little bit overly. I have to put the word overly in there. But I remain optimistic. The Supreme Court, in their conferences right now, has not declined to hear any of the cases yet. So they're still floating out there. And the most important ones of all that are going to impact the states that you mentioned will, of course, be one form or another of one of the cases that they have in front of them. And there are two right now, that being an assault weapons ban case. And I'd really like to see them take the Connecticut case. If they do that, it will lay to rest finally what they didn't do in the Fourth Circuit that we've talked about so many times before when that case was before them, the Snopes case, that could have cleared this up a year ago. We would have had an answer already coming up this summer. Hopefully we'll get an answer coming up this summer because we missed our opportunity this past session.
Yeah.
So I hope you're right.
It's a good point. The DOJ put out a press release when it sued Washington, D.C., saying this: the MPD's current pattern and practice of refusing to register protected firearms is forcing residents to sue to protect their rights and to face wrongful arrest for lawfully processing protected firearms. So, in other words, people in D.C. can have these weapons, but they have to register them, and the city is refusing to do that, or the police are refusing to do it?
Not that they're refusing to do it because they've been sued into compliance. It's massive delays.
I see.
it's lollygagging around. And I'm proud to be on the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And because these, when we see stuff like this, Mark, what this is, and I'll quote Alan Gottlieb, a right delayed is a right denied.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. And we see this foot dragging. And again, we point back to all of these blue states, and there are 12 in particular. We could name them, but we don't have enough time. I think everybody knows, particularly if you live behind one of them, that blue wall, ladies and gentlemen, you know the states we're referring to. But it's a constant foot dragging no matter what. We've seen a huge amount of this in a post-Bruin environment where they said, okay, well, we know we have to comply with the Supreme Court. We're just going to make up our own rules, force them to sue us into compliance. It will take them years, cost them a fortune. In the meantime, we'll drag our feet and we'll delay processing, we'll charge fees, and we'll make people sue us. That's the pattern that's been going on for the last 20 years. And honestly, they've been very effective at it. And thank God for organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee, the National Rifle Association, the Firearms Policy Coalition, et cetera, who are at the forefront and the tip of the spear of suing these localities and states into compliance with the Bruin decision. It's been maddeningly frustrating, but not unexpected, frankly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I share your frustration on that. I don't even know how they've gotten away with it for as long as they have. We're talking to Mark Walters with Armed American Radio. I see you got a great story here on Armed American News dealing with the DOJ also suing the Virgin Islands over their lack of gun rights. I mean, I remember the Turks and Caicos story where a couple of Americans showed up down there and they had a travel bag with them. And at some point they used that bag to go to the shooting range potentially. And they found a bullet in the bottom of that bag when they scanned it, when these people arrived in like Turks and Caicos and they wanted to put them in prison for 10 years. Now the Virgin Islands thing is not that bad, but still I'm glad they're addressing it.
Well, they have to. And keep in mind, first of all, the one thing that I've got to go here, ladies and gentlemen, if you travel, never travel with a bag that you use to go to the range.
Right, right.
You're a human being. I'm not going to call you stupid. However, I'm not going to go that far. We're human beings and we make mistakes, but it's very simple to do. And I travel a lot for my job, particularly coming up starting in January through July. I'll travel to a number of functions, including, you know, things like the SHOT Show. I got to go to the convention for attorneys on retainer, and we'll be at the NRA convention in Texas. So, guys, separate the two. Have a range bag and have a travel bag. Do not put the two together. Now, the big question is, when you talk about that one particular case going down to the Turks and Caicos, my question is, because they went through Atlanta, why wasn't it caught when they went through security in the United States?
That's a good point.
Okay, and it gets down there. Now, I've had that happen to me in the past, where I found a small 22 round tucked way underneath in a suitcase, and I wrote a column about it for Concealed Carry Magazine many years ago, called Tink, Tink, Tink. Is the reason I titled it that was because when I got in to clean my suitcase, it fell out and it hit the tile floor of the hotel. Tink, tink, tink. I went, oh, no. How did I get through with that? Right? So we're human beings. We can make mistakes. And if we do that in a particular place, we could wind up seeing ourselves like a 74-year-old woman in prison for 6 months because she didn't have the $8,000 to pay the fine in the Bahamas to get back home. Guys, it's real simple. Just think ahead.
Well, that's what's crazy, the fines. And Mark Cox, I think you've asked the question, where is that money going? When
TSA fines you,
TSA, if you're traveling,
where does
the money go? Because it seems like it's just an arbitrary number of like, oh, yes, we're going to charge you $5,000 because we want to.
Well, if it's in one of the Bahamian countries, it's probably going in the pocket of the people who are charging her the $8,000, right? As far as the United States, it depends. And, you know, as my son just turned 21, and I made it clear, he was traveling. We sent them out to the America Fest. They just got back on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had a wonderful time.
Oh,
they got
bad
to hook up with some of my partners, and they had a blast and got to see it all. It's the second time they've been, and they loved it. But, you know, he just started carrying his firearm regularly after September 30th when he turned 21. And I reminded him when he went to pack his bags, do not take that bag. Don't even think about taking that bag that you take to the range. Now, he's learned that from me. But I take, you know, those fines could be anywhere from $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and they can charge you. Now, in Atlanta, it'd be a mistake. They let you go back out to your car. They're generally not that strict because of our permitting process here, et cetera. However, that doesn't mean that they can't find the crap out of you.
Thank you.
They do.
Even if they do, I had it happen to a friend of mine. He got a bill for $5,000.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dollars. He forgot that he had his concealed carry gun in a briefcase. And, of course, they caught it. They told him he could go to the car and put it back. But they got his name. And a month later, a $5,000 fine arrived at his house. He had to hire an attorney, and he negotiated it down to like $500. But still, they'll do that to you. And I'd love to know where the money goes.
They absolutely will do that to you. I have no idea where that money goes. I don't think they know where that money goes, just like Tim Walz doesn't know where the $9 million in stolen funds goes. You know, who knows where that money goes? And when you're dealing with the city of Atlanta, they've just admitted that 315,000 votes were illegally counted
after the fact.
You know, and that's where Atlanta, you know, so who knows? I have no idea. It's a black hole for sure. But the bottom line is you don't want to find yourself in that position to begin with. And I wish we had more time to talk about these things, because you just mentioned a great point when you said your friend had a gun in a briefcase. That's why I'm not a big fan of off-body carry. It's easy to remember or forget that you might not have that gun on your person all the time. So it's in a briefcase or a handbag, something like that.
Yeah.
Golly, you've got to remember those things when you go to travel, for crying out loud.
Same for a spare mag, Mark. And I probably told you that story, but I got caught with a spare magazine in a backpack. And I flew through St. Louis TSA, and they didn't catch me. They caught me at Ronald Reagan Airport in D.C. And I thought I was spending the night at the Hooskow. And they checked my criminal background. I told them I was a concealed carry holder. They confiscated my $40 magazine and all the rounds that were in it, and they let me go on my way. And I got a letter a month later telling me, we've decided not to fine you, but we are going to prevent you from using TSA PreCheck for 5 years. So they banned me from TSA PreCheck.
Well, you can find yourself inadvertently on a no-fly list that you're not even aware of.
That's true.
You don't know who's making these decisions. And again, the easiest thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a good time, it's timely to talk about it right now because so many millions of Americans are traveling over the holidays. Please, please, please remember, if you carry a firearm, not to make these mistakes. Double, triple check your bag. Dump it out. You know, if it's a backpack, I know I don't use that backpack, but I check it anyway. It's just a good habit that I've gotten into. Look, it happens to the best of us. It happened to Ted Nugent's wife, Shemaine, a few years ago when she got caught with a firearm in Dallas inadvertently. And, you know, massive fines, no arrest, but thousands and thousands of dollars. And it made national news. You don't want to be in that position.
Well, my friend, enjoy your week off. You're taking a little time off, too, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the Todd Pyro thing. I'm taking the 6 days off. I was listening to Todd talk, and I'm for the first time, I taped yesterday's show, so Sunday's show was my last live show until Sunday, and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself other than play guitar very loud until my fingers and ears bleed, and I'm sure the neighbors are upset. I'll turn it down on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Mark, you could play the guitar with them.
Sure. Yeah, not with him. I could play the guitar, not at the same level Mark does. He's very good, my friend.
We'll have to put that together. We need to rock and roll together. We'll put that together.
Give me a really simple rhythm part, and maybe I can keep up with you. We'll see. Mark, Merry Christmas. Have a great new year, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Oh, I love you guys, and thank you for the fight and everything that you do and for bringing me on the program. I love it so much. Merry Christmas, St. Louis. Merry Christmas, Kim. Merry Christmas to the staff and to you too, Mark.
All right, Mark, thank you. Armed American Radio, Armed American News. Go check him out there, and you'll love. He's a great American. You'll love Mark's show on a weekly basis. All right, what are we talking about in Kim on a Whim?
We were talking earlier this morning about that Pennsylvania bus driver who put up some sign saying you have to speak English on the school bus for the students, and she ended up getting fired over it. And I'll tell you what, we really sparked a big conversation about that, about how crazy some of these kids are and the lack of punishment. I want to talk again about that because people have some strong opinions about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.